HPD Chief Susan Ballard is a 32-year veteran of the force and a self-declared outsider of the group that has controlled the department during departed Chief Louis Kealoha's tenure, who, as we noted in our discussion as the top at the top of the show, she takes office amid promises of reform and high expectations. And we should note she's not officially the chief yet. But Civil Beat's Louis Kinnea takes a closer look at the newly minted chief in this morning's reality check from Civil Beat. Good morning, Louis.
Good morning, Chris.
She's been with the department for 32 years. She's described as honest and as a bit of an outsider, as I said, to the kind of group that's been in control for a while.
Right. To what extent she has been outside of, you know, what the internal dynamic of the department, we don't quite know yet. This has been something that we've been trying to get a little closer look on. But, you know, the only thing that we know so far is that, you know, she's been at the HPD for 32 years. And, you know, she's the only candidate out of the seven that was considered this week who was still at the department. So that's something interesting, you know, because there was quite a bit of discussion over whether we should be hiring somebody from outside to kind of, you know, bring some fresh look into the department, given what's going on with the prosecution of Louis Kealoha and his officers. So that's something that, you know, definitely something we'll be looking into more closely in the future.
Well, the commissioners have certainly been very self-congratulatory about their appointment and repeatedly saying, as we discussed earlier in the show, let's move on, let's move forward, right? There's a lot of pressure to put all this behind, make it go away, in a sense, yeah?
Yeah, and, you know, it was very interesting because all this came less than a week since the indictment came down mm-hmm. on Friday. And, you know, the timing was just extraordinarily weird in some ways because they already had interviews set up Monday through Wednesday of this week, and you know, it just happened that the indictment just came right before that. So you know, I was staking out outside of the interviewing room over the 3 days, and you know, just try to talk to all the candidates as they came out of their interview, you know, and ask that particular question of, okay, well, what are you going to do if you were to be picked? And so all of that is kind of a strange thing. And, you know, obviously the commissioners and the department is looking to kind of move beyond this as soon as, you know, they can. But at the same time, this whole case with Louis Kealoha is going to drag on for quite a while. So, you know, that part probably not going to go away. And, you know, questions is, okay, what would Susan Ballard would do going forward? She hasn't really said specifically what she would do, by the way. She said yesterday that she has presented some of her ideas to the commissioner as part of the interview process, and that she says she will make that available relatively soon. But we'll see. She has to still go through the physical and the psychological test before she can actually take over the department. And so we don't quite know what the timing of that is, presuming that she would pass both of those tests.
Well, right now we're basically at the promise stage, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so. You know, obviously everybody's hopeful that, you know, this whole saga would be gone pretty soon. But then, you know, we had the same thing when Louis Kealoha was first appointed as the chief and everybody's happy with him, and see what happens. So, you know, it's totally up to the new chief now to really prove herself and, you know, do what she can do.
Thanks very much for talking with us, Louis. Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Louis Kinnea.